Thanks for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Yeah, Zach. This is Terry Fredericks with Firetail Energy Services, Inc. calling. I'm just inquiring on what you guys do here with the business loan. I just received an application, and
sure.
I'm actually looking at my business, and looking at my cash flow and
okay.
some help I might need.
Okay. What are you exactly? Are you looking to do just like a cash infusion right now, or?
Yeah, something like that. And I don't know. All the different. If it's worth it or what.
Sure.
What I have is a trucking business. I'm up here on in North Dakota, working oil fields and trucking.
Okay.
And I have money coming in, but I'm waiting on other people to pay me, and so it sets me back. And
right.
And I don't want to be set back as far as I'm getting set back. So.
Okay.
And it cost me just my bills alone without wages about $15,000 a month.
Okay. Okay. Well, let me ask you this: was there a that offer? Was there a 16-digit reservation code on there?
Yes. It's 2411.
Okay. One second, please.
Okay.
2411. Okay.
Yeah. 3301.
Okay.
0027.
0027. Got it.
1183.
1183. Okay, one second here. Let me pull up info we have on your business. And then, again, I'm speaking with Terry, correct?
Correct.
All righty. Native Energy Construction. Got it.
No, this is Firetail Energy Services, Inc.
Okay. Let me change that. And then real quickly, we kind of have a new phone system, and we've experienced a couple drop calls over the past couple weeks while they're ironing out the bugs. Is there a good number that I could reach back out to just in case, God forbid, the call drops?
Well, this is it, 701-938-3518, my office number.
Okay, 3518, got it.
Yeah, and the mornings or late afternoons is usually good, otherwise I'm out in the field.
938. How is business going for you? You guys pretty steady right now, or...?
It's getting steady right now, and looks good through June of next year, and by then it'll be even better, I expect. So
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah, yep. But right now I'm just, worried about my cash flow and not getting paid from our work we've done already.
Yeah. Are they, doing a net 90 for you, like a net 120 or just something ridiculous?
Right,
like that?
Right, 90 and a 120, and it depends.
Yeah.
And so it throws a monkey wrench at us at times, because I'm dealing with.
Yeah, that's that makes it tough. I can totally agree. Hey, real quickly, Terry, I just want to confirm the address that we have on file for the business. Is it still 7956 7th Street Northwest?
Correct.
In Halliday, North Dakota?
Yep.
And classification of your business, is it a proprietorship, an LLC, an S-Corp, a C-Corp?
It's a corporation.
Okay. Alrighty. Okay, so what you had received was an offer for funding. If you let me know what you're looking to do, we have a bunch of different programs. I can guide you in the right direction and see if we can find, a good fit to assist your business. So I know that you're looking for a cash infusion. Was there a specific dollar amount in mind that's going to, help you out for the short run?
A short run would probably be something like $50,000.
Okay, $50,000. And are you okay? Let me ask you this: are you familiar with working capital loans? Have you heard of those or ever taken one out with the business?
No, the only type of loans I've ever taken out is with banks,
Okay. Okay. We're a business bank too. We're just kind of a little bit different than your typical depository banks, and we do have a program called our working capital program. And what that does is it allows business owners to unlock 10 to 15% of their top line revenue from the sales of the year previous. Do you know what you did last year as far as sales are concerned? Like maybe just a ballpark.
Oh boy, I don't have that information from me, but I want to say right around $1 million.
Okay, then we can definitely, get you that 50, probably upwards of 100 to 125. I know that's not what you need, but it potentially could be available for you.
Which is nice to know because, we replace equipment and stuff,
Okay, because we actually, specialize in equipment financing. That's how our bank came about 16 years ago. It was our bread and butter product. And we added the working capital after the economic kind of collapse in 2008. And we found that it's been helping small business owners, you know, with cash infusions and small projects, things like that. When banks aren't lending, we're able to step in and, you know, assist. It's a pretty decent product. It's a little different than your typical loans. It's unsecured cash. So majority of the risk is on our side. And they're short-term in nature, 6 months to 18 to 24 months. Is there a term that you had in mind that you were thinking about? Or?
I just need to understand it a little bit more. And what's your interest rate, I guess, you know?
Yeah. It's unsecured cash, so it is a little more expensive. Again, the risk is on our end. So it starts about 10 cents on the dollar and can go up from there. Now, there are substantial discounts for early payment of those loans. So if you wanted to complete a loan early, certain programs, we can forgive 25% of the remaining interest. We have other programs that forgive 6% of the remaining balance. So there's kind of a trade-off there for it being a little more expensive. We do offer on the back end discounts for early payment of the loans. And with our equipment financing, it's a totally different animal. It's more like your typical car loan, 2 to 5 year terms. Our rates start right around 4.5%. It can go up from there. It's a monthly payment. We don't require a down payment, typically just the first month, sometimes the last. When you're thinking about bringing on equipment, we just need to, look at time in business. We look at cash flow for the business and your personal credit and a couple of factors like that to really be able to get you a rate.
Yeah, so you're pretty much at 10%.
Yeah, that's where it's at. Let me ask you this. How would you rate your personal credit? Above average, maybe a little bit below.
It'd be above average, a little above average.
Okay. And then,
For now, that's why I need to cash flux so I keep my bills paid up.
Gotcha. And then, have you reached out to your local bank at all? I got any feedback from them and how they could assist?
No, not yet. I was looking at this, but that's one of the things I was going to do there. But I have two banks. I bank out of U.S. Bank with my company, and I'm financing a truck out of there, and I got like $27,000 left to pay on that. And I'll have that all paid off. And I own, I have six or five trucks, and I own four of them. I'm just paying off the one.
Oh, nice.
And I have three 130 tankers that we use, and I own all those also.
So what exactly does your business do? What are you guys hauling?
Yeah, we're hauling production water, fresh water, or flow back to servicing the oil fields up here on Fort Berthold. Around the area in the oil fields.
Oh, excellent. Okay.
Yeah, and then we also have a couple belly dumps that we will haul aggregate or kind of what's needed. We have those capabilities. So.
Okay. How long have you guys been in business?
I've been in business. Actually, it goes back from the beginning of Native Energy, but we are relinquishing or done away with that company, and that started in 2010, I want to say.
Okay, excellent. So you
guys
been
about 6 years.
Yeah, you've been around for a bit now.
Yeah, from the beginning of the oil when the oil boom started and all that stuff.
Now, are you does fracking kind of affect your business at all, or in any way, or?
Fracking?
Yeah.
No, that's actually, we work right in with them.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I've read that's a, a big thing up in North Dakota, Canadian border. Is that still the case?
Yeah, they frack all over the place. That's still going on. That
okay.
Go away.
No. All right. Well, you know, Terry, it's a pretty simple process to see what we can make available. We just have a one-page application. We would look at 6 months of business bank statements, the most recent, the first 2 pages of the most recent tax return, just to verify sales from the year previous. And if you did have any other loans, do you have any current loans or anything with the business?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I do. I have a $250,000 loan with the 3 affiliated tribes, a personal loan.
Okay.
And then I think the payments on that, you know, I think around $2,300, I think it is a month.
Okay, so
and
that's something.
Huh?
Oh, please go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's my big loan, paying on, and then I have a the truck loan, you know, over at U.S. Bank, and then my personal bank's Union Bank in Halliday, and I have about a $34,000 loan there I'm paying off.
Okay. So we would probably want some information on like the current balances for those loans, along with this tax return and the bank statements. But I could actually shoot you over that information in an email. What would be a good email address to get you out that info?
Firetail, F-I-R-E-T-A-I-L,
okay.
At ND as in North Dakota, ndsupernet.com.
Supernet.
Firetail at ndsupernet.com.
Okay. Well, Terry, I can put together the items that we would require. I can attach an application there for you, and along with my direct contact dial. So if there is any questions.
Okay. Who are you? Who am I speaking with here?
My name is Zach, spelled Z-A-C-H.
Z-A-C-H?
Yeah, like Zachary.
Okay. Yep. Okay.
Yeah, and then I will attach my direct dial on there as well. So if there's any questions whatsoever, you can always reach out to me. I'm here to help, and would love to help you in any way I can.
Okay.
Did you have any further questions for me? I feel like I've been doing all the talking here.
Well, what I'm going to be doing is, you know, the interest rate was the big thing, and then, you know, get a kind of a ballpark figure if we can get some type of a loan or whatever, and how long that would be, and that's based on my stuff here, and
yeah,
and you know, if we can get, you know, some type of a cash infusion would really, really be helpful here within the next week or two.
Sure.
And then
sure.
My wife actually takes care of the financial side of stuff, and so she ain't going to be back for, I want to say, about 3 days.
Okay.
Maybe 4 days. She's in South Dakota visiting her mother.
Uh huh.
And her name is Nadine. And anyway, that's when we'll probably fill all this stuff out when she gets back and move it forward.
No
so
problem.
Her name is Nadine.
So Nadine, okay.
She can be called at this same number.
Nadine, yeah. Terry, I'm actually going to be out of the office starting Thursday, and I'll be back next Wednesday just doing a little vacation. So I think that'll work out perfectly. If you want to submit that stuff maybe Monday or Tuesday of next week, and I can come back in and jump right on that and start working for you.
Okay. Monday or Tuesday. All righty.
But, yeah, it was a pleasure to meet and speak with you today. Did you have any further questions besides that?
Do you have an extension number if I call this 0166 again?
It's 0426, and that goes actually directly to my office.
0426.
Yeah, it's 858-779-0426.
Hold on. I have a different number.
858-779-0426.
Yeah. And that's exact your direct line there.
Exactly.
That helps. That way I'm not talking to the
people. Yeah, that way you don't have to go through a phone tree that takes you 5 minutes to navigate. You can just kind of go straight to me.
Okay. Well, that sounds good, Zach. And I will look forward to visiting with you again here.
Yeah, I'm going to put that email together for you, and I'll have it over to you in about 10 minutes. And then again, you know, I know it's going to be a couple of days. Take a look at that at your leisure. And you know, if you have any questions the next day and a half or so, please reach out to me because, again, I'm here to help.
I appreciate it very much. Thanks, sir.
No problem, Terry. And you have a good afternoon. Keep your eyes peeled for that email. It should be coming in about 10 minutes.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.